Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where in the world you're listening to us. We are live, UWC Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. This is your boy, Lance Winters, and I am not doing this show alone, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad to hear that the full cast is here, so I'm going to introduce them one by one. First and foremost, we have wrestling legend himself, Robbie Phoenix. Robbie, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm doing great. How you all doing?
Good, good. Glad to have you back. We also have our second half of the team, Extreme, Can't Be Beaten or Unseen. It's my boy, Louie. How are you doing tonight, Louie?
I'm great. Just great. Great to be back, guys.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, as you guys know, last week I did a solo show. You know, both of our co-hosts couldn't make it. It is what it is. I ran a tight ship. Me and Sonya Bot 3000. Shout out to Sonya Bot 3000. Thank you for Manny for providing this service. It's a artificial intelligent robot. Nobody believes me, but there really is a robot behind the boards. Whenever I say keywords like break and we'll be right back, it just goes right into commercial. So very grateful for Manny for the Sonya Bot 3000. So Louie, let's just jump into it if you don't mind. You want to tell us about what's been going on with you recently, why I haven't got a chance to get you on the phone for a while?
I've been out of the air for a couple of weeks now, due to, what I thought was a simple heart attack, but no, I went to my cardiologist today and get some results, and the bad news was, well, there was bad news and good news. Good news is I'm still here. The lucky 50% to survive, 15%, to survive a Black Widowmaker heart attack. So I'm here by chance. I couldn't leave without being with the audience. I'm back. Have to make a small changes to my life. Better diet. Gladly, I don't drink no more. I'm going on a 1 year sober. Guys, eat healthy. Exercise, you know, take care of yourselves, hug everybody you can, whenever you can, tell them you love them, because you never know when they're going to hit. It got me by surprise. I'm a very active man. I'm 45 years old. I'm not that, you know, I'm young, I'm not that old, but a heart attack is not going to tell you, it's not going to give you any warnings. It's just going to be dead on, body slam, and you're out. So I want to thank my daughter for taking my blood pressure and sending me to the hospital, because she's the one that put the machine on me and told me that this is not normal. 212 high blood pressure is no joke. She told me you have to go to the emergency room. So as soon as I was walking into the emergency room, I got another heart attack right in the door. My body starts trembling, and one of the nurses luckily saw me and sat me down, took my vitals, and straight to the operating room. All I could see was people running in and out, 20, 30 people, you know, rushing, and this alarm keep beeping in my background. It was the nastiest feeling ever. I had to get a stent on my lad, artery, which is the main artery in the heart. So sadly, there is not going to be any more contact sports for me in the near future. until doctor cleared me for that. But, you know, I'm back. I'm here with you guys, and I hope I can give you guys a good show for tonight.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that, man. I mean, I'm not happy to hear what's going on, but I'm very happy to hear that you're still with us. It would be a shame if you have left us, you know, especially because we got a whole lot to talk about tonight. But with everything going on, are you still able to do work? I know you produce logos and merchandise for other people. Is that something you're going to take a break on, or is that something you're going to jump into full force?
Full force on the logos and merchandise. So if anyone needs a logo, a shirt, anything you want to wish a happy birthday to your kids, your family member, shoot me a message. You can text me or you can follow me on social media at Luis_Ordonez78. Or you can text me directly or call me at 323-675-7793. I can make anything you would like. If you have an idea of anything, either I could start from scratch. If you have an old logo that you want to update, I can also do that. You know, my prices are the most affordable out there. I work with your budget, so there's no minimum to buy. And one more thing I got to say is if you guys feel any kind of chest pain, any kind of pain, like on your left arm or near your heart, please go to the ER and get it checked out. That will save your life. But, yes, my logos are going on full force, my merchandise. Also, we're going to go full force on the Little Green Dress Boutique for any kind of merchandise, toys, accessories, anything you guys want, we can get for more affordable prices.
Awesome. I'll make sure you plug that again later tonight just so that way everybody gets a chance to listen on that. I know some of our listeners drop in a little later and some drop in right away. So I'm going to hit you up myself because I need some new work going on for myself and Bully Zone Live and whatnot. But I know you're working with UWC. I know you're working with some other promotions. But, you know, give this man some work. He's alive. He's not trying to sit by and watch time pass. He's trying to do the most before, you know, he can't do the most. So everyone check him out. Check out Little Green Dress Boutique. And when you came back, you know, you told me you're in the emergency room. You see like 30 people flashing in and out. Did you expect to see CM Punk come back, or was that like a fever sweat? Did you predict that as you were in the other life, crawling back to this life? How's that reaction for you?
You know what? My expectation was that before they gave Randy Orton coming back, the show before, I was telling my son, you know what? They're going to play CM Punk's music, and Randy Orton is going to pop out. But no, you know what? We got R-Truth before that. And then we get Orton, and finally we get CM Punk. Not what I was expecting, not what I wanted, but, you know, it is what it is. He's back, and see what happens. Hopefully he goes out the room and, you know, not set.
Yeah, so we're going to get into War Games a little bit later. Oh, sorry, I was just going to say we're going to get into War Games a little bit later, but Robbie, I wanted to ask you how your reaction was towards the CM Punk return, the Randy Orton return, the R-Truth return.
I was genuinely happy for Randy Orton coming back. You know, it's been a while since you've seen him, and I was glad to see him back. As far as CM Punk, I mean, I kind of knew that he was going to come back to WWE because, well, you know, he's got more years behind him than he does ahead of him, and he's got to make the most of what he's got left. And it's really smart to go back to WWE right now, especially after, you know, what happened in AEW. And, you know, I know people are like, oh, but he's bad business and he's hard to deal with and this and that. But at the end of the day, if he wants to make that money, he's a smart guy and he's going to do business. And that's what he did.
All right, all right. I respect that. My personal opinion, you know,
not the wrestling show, it's wrestling business.
Yes, very true. It's not a popularity contest. It's not something that oh, I don't like him, so he can't work. We don't do no gatekeeping, especially when you get to the big times like WWE, AEW. So I can respect that. I understand that. Me personally, yeah, the biggest pop for me was seeing R-Truth during that little skit. They're not potato chips. They're not crisps. They're Ruffles. That got me dead. But seeing Randy Orton come out was pretty cool, you know. It was long overdue. It was something that was bound to happen. It was announced the week before, so I'm glad it wasn't speculation and stuff. But I do think the CM Punk part kind of watered it down because it's supposed to be this big pop for Randy, but everyone's just talking about CM Punk in the last couple of days since. So in that regard, you know, I don't feel that was right. I feel like Randy's been there for a while. Randy got hurt, you know, on the job and stuff. And then, but you give all the rub to CM Punk, but we'll just have to see what direction he goes into moving forward. I didn't watch the pay-per-view live. I don't know if you guys did, but I didn't see any of that Seth reaction stuff. So a lot of people are saying, oh, it's a work, it's a work. And I think if it's a work, it should be on camera so people can see. Did any of you guys watch the pay-per-view live? Did you guys see Seth's reaction live on the camera, or was that something they cut out?
No, I didn't say I'd cut that. I didn't see it live. I don't know if they edited it out from the live feed or what. But I don't know. You're right. If it's a work, then why was it filmed by someone's phone that went viral and not by the WWE cameras?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Because I saw it right on after a video went viral that his reaction was like that. You know, and Drew McIntyre leaving before he came out. It was like, I don't know. Is it planned? Is it works? Is it going to be a storyline or what's up? But you know, it looked kind of real. I mean, if like Robbie says, if it wasn't going to be a storyline, why do it off the camera? I mean, if it's going to be a storyline, do it while we're watching, you know?
Yeah, and that would make sense why Drew might have left early. He knew it was happening. I saw another fan cam of Rhea Ripley flipping him off when he was walking down the ring, so I don't think everyone there was exactly happy. I don't think WWE wanted to catch those negative aspects. But, of course, nowadays the fans got not only photos but videos nowadays to capture people's generic reactions. And my reaction to Punk returning is, you know, at first I was angry. I'm upset. I'm thinking, who's this bozo? Like, you just got into a fight in one company. You're just trashing this company, and now you're back at this company. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, what a cheap guy. But after doing some very deep reflections, you know, I saw shades of me, and, you know, I haven't been the best guy in the last 5 years. I got kicked out of a couple of companies doing some, you know, shady stuff, or not even shady, but just, you know, going against the grain. And to see him get another chance back, you know, that just always makes me hope for myself. Like, hey, maybe not all bridges that are burnt, you know, they stay down. Maybe some bridges can be amended. And who knows in 2024 where you guys might see me. It's not going to be one specific company. You guys know that one already. But any other company, you know, I'm very open to hashing things out, making a difference, because that's what I learned from the CM Punk moment is nobody is too far gone. And like Triple H said in his post, like, hell must have froze over because look at what we got, you know. So that's what I took away from it. He used to be my favorite, you know, when I was growing up, when he was running his sobriety faction and whatnot. Like, that was like a high point for me. He kind of fell off in the last few years of WWE for me, but we'll just have to see how I feel coming back, because when he came back in AEW, I wasn't really too hot on him. I wasn't too hot on the product, but now that he's a WWE mainstay, I'll definitely keep my eyes on him, and I'll have an open heart, you know, to see what happens forward, whether it's work, whether it's a shoot, another Jack Perry incident, or whether it sets up something really nice.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it goes back to, you know, again, you say, you know, oh, he's bad for business and, you know, backstage and he's a cancer and whatnot. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to look at what he was working with. I mean, he got in a fight with this young kid because he didn't want to listen because he thinks he knows better than a veteran. And then he got in a fight, you know, of course, with the Young Bucks, and for however, whatever reason it was, just because he said he spoke his mind and they got mad, you know. It's wrestling, man. People are going to say stuff and you're not going to like it. And you can either just go to them and be like, hey, dude, what was up with that? Or you can do what they did and try to run in and start a fight. You know, it's a weird, funny business that we have here, and it's filled with egos, and you got to know how to deal with them.
That's very true, Robbie. Couldn't be said more. well said by a more professional person. So we're going to get off the CM Punk topic real quick. I'm going to plug one of our great friends before we take our first commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, Christmas will be here soon. So if you're wondering what to get somebody, why don't you get them a Royal Hawaiian Glow Christmas Mystery Bag? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. These Christmas bags value for over $110, and with it includes a Glow or Royal Hawaiian t-shirt, an autographed 8x10, and an assortment of collectible souvenirs. Now, this is something you want to get a hold of. I've been promoting this for a couple weeks. I spoke to Royal Hawaiian today. As you said, they're running out, so make sure you get your order in today. If you'd like to place an order, make sure you DM her personally. You can do it on Instagram at Royal Hawaiian 25, Facebook Messenger, April Hom, or you can just email her, aprilhom25@gmail.com. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Royal Hawaiian Glow Christmas Mystery Bag. You don't know what you're going to get. You can order two and get two completely different things. So order all of them and, you know, give those gifts to everybody, you know, whether they're friends, whether they're family, whether they're colleagues in the business. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have our first guest, Fletcher Fugaz. Stay tuned.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Welcome back to UWC Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, Paul's Photos. Make sure you come on by to Paul's Photos to get the best photography ever, the best cameras ever. You can have a creative photo classes where you can learn how to take great photography. Also, you can digitally imprint your old photos into a virtual album. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to miss Paul's Photos. Coming up next, we have our guest, Fletcher Fugaz. This is a man that has been through it this year, and we're here to talk to him and see how things are going and what his plans are for 2024. So, Sonia Bot, dial him up.
Hello.
Hello, is this Fletcher?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Lance. I'm here with Robbie Phoenix and my friend, Louie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. What about you guys?
Doing great.
We're doing excellent.
You got two great
things. Glad to hear that,
man. So I think things are going good over here. So first and foremost, we have plenty of fans internationally that are listening in right now. So if you don't mind, can you give a brief introduction about who you are, where you've trained, and then we can get into some good questions.
Yes, sir. My wrestling name is La Flecha Fugaz. I'm from Mexico City, Mexico. Currently, I train at San Bernardino, California, at the schools of Hard Knocks with the Jesse Hernandez.
Awesome. So I'm hearing that you had some time off this year, right, to recover from a shoulder injury. Do you know how that happened? Was it just wear and tear, or did you get roughed up in a specific match?
No, I mean, it's just like in this business, I mean, your body takes like all the punishment, and I mean, you never know when it's going to happen. You know, it's time to pay the bills, I guess. But I mean, it just happened to the time. I mean, it's not a specific, like, okay, because it's this match or something. No, I mean, I know that I've been put my body to a lot of stress and damage through the years. I mean, but I'm well. I'm recovered. I'm full recovery and everything. So everything is going well.
Awesome. I'm very glad to hear that. How long do shoulder injuries usually take to recover from? Was it a very bad tear? Was it a minor fracture? What happened?
No, that just was like a tear muscle, but it takes between the 4 to 6 weeks. I get some therapy and some kind of chiropractic and physiology help. So now it's okay. I'm back to training like a normal days and everything. But everything is well.
Very glad to hear that. And so you train at the Hard Knocks with Jesse Hernandez, is that correct? That's in the Inland Empire?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How long have you been training at that facility, if you don't mind me asking?
I've been training over there since 2010, so it's going to be a 13 years. I run in the class on Saturdays from 9 to 1. And I mean, if you guys are interested, more than welcome coming in. I mean, experienced guys just coming and share your knowledge with the new blood. And I mean, it's like a real, real, real good program that we had over there.
Yeah, that sounds intense. 9 to 1, you really do have the time to train them and get them in all aspects. What is your favorite part about training new wrestlers or people who want to become wrestlers?
I think that motivate like those guys, you know. I'm a grateful believer that, I mean, it don't matter if you are the real good wrestler or good personality. If you do not inspire a person, I mean, you're empty. And all these kids, when they come into the school and girls, and they come in and I always make them believe. And I always allow them to treasure the dreams, you know. We help mm-hmm. them all the way until they got the first match. Jesse is like a wonderful person that who always support these guys 100%. And I mean, to me, it's been like a real, real good time when I see these guys from day one training until the day they have the debut and the. EWF, I mean, to me, it just is like a goal for me, you know, to inspire people.
That's very beautiful, man. We have Robbie Phoenix here as well. He also trains people around the LA area, so I'm pretty sure you guys have a couple things that you can relate to when it comes to training new students, whether it's teaching them the game or giving them the motivation to keep going forward. Very happy to hear that. That's like your biggest goal is just to give them the confidence and, you know, reassure them that this is what they want and you help them get there. I think that's very honorable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I just passed the thirst. You know, I mean, I know Robbie is that excellent, excellent trainer and excellent wrestler. So, I mean, I believe that he agreed with me when he said about that, share the knowledge and always be supportive with the new students.
Oh, definitely. That's the main goal is just support them and keep them inspired, you know, keep them inspired so that they keep coming back and even through the hard times, because, you know, this training is rough. It's not easy. And there's times where guys get down and you have to keep them inspired so that they can, you know, remember what they wanted to do this for.
Very awesome. I'm super glad to hear that. Like I said, you guys are the reasons why stars get made, you know, because if it was like my old gym coach in high school, he'd just be yelling at me, blowing the whistle, and that didn't really make me want to be on the football team. You know what I'm saying? You guys actually have some sort of compassion to it.
It's just like Robbie says, you know what I mean? Like, this business, this is a rough ride. I mean, I always tell the guys, And the girls, when they come into the school, I say, you know, guys, just be ready to take some pain, but at the end is the payday when you got your debut and when you got a kid ask you for your signature, for your autograph, for your picture, they want to touch your hand, everything. Mm-hmm. That's the payday.
Yeah.
You know?
Robbie, you're going to jump in, I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying that's exactly it. I mean, that's right at the end of the tunnel when everything's rough and it's dark. Just remember that, you know, that light at the end of the tunnel is that debut you make and that first autograph you sign and that first picture that a fan wants to take with you, and that's what it's all for.
That's got to be such a beautiful feeling to have your debut and to have your mentor watching you from behind the curtain saying, oh, man, my guy did it right. You know, he did what he had to do and he did it well. So I'm very stoked to have two different trainers right now talking about the same come-ups, you know, the same rewards that happen. And, you know, like you guys both said, you have to go through some tough times to get those rewards. They're not just handed to you. It's not something you can just pick up in a day and say, I'm a debut next week. No, that's something you guys got to work for, strive for. And when they're low, I'm glad to hear that there's two trainers out there that I, at least I know, that'll push them and continue them to do better.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So, Fletcher.
Thank you.
So, Fletcher, now you're very welcome. Now that you're recovered, do you have anybody you need to catch up with? Any opponents you want to jump into right away, or you're taking all opponents as you walk into 2024?
Well, you know, I mean, not really. You know, it's just whichever coming up, I always try to do my 100% and to learn from my opponents. You know, that's what my main goal to go into the ring, because even for the opponents, you learn a lot. So I'm ready to whoever walks in the ring with me, I'm ready to give my 100%.
I like that. You're ready to take on any and all comers, whether they're new or whether they're veterans. That makes me ask, just out of curiosity, have you and Robbie ever ran it back? You guys had a match?
Cool.
Tag, maybe?
Yes, we did. We did a Lucha Pro, and
yeah.
You know what? To me, that's an honor. Seriously, because I mean, that is Robbie is one of the few guys that is very humble, and you know, when once that we get to the ring, it means business, and I mean, like I say, very knowledgeable too, because he's the tough steak, you know, to chew. But I mean, I'm very glad to step in the ring with Robbie. I mean, he's one of the greatest wrestlers in LA.
Oh, thank you, Fletcher. And it's always a pleasure getting in the ring with you. It's like you said, man, you learn from your opponents. And each time I've been in the ring with you, I've come out a little bit wiser.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie.
That's two humble men right there. That's two humble men right there. I love to hear it. Louis, do you have any questions for Fletcher?
Fletcher, this is Louis. As you were saying, it's a feeling that you get from kids coming to you and ask you for your autograph or, you know, your wristband, your elbow pads, you know, it's a feeling you can match, you know. About 3 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I had a wrestling return, and, you know, it was his kid's birthday, and he came to me and asked me if he could take a picture with me, because, you know, the mask looked cool. I'm not going to discuss my wrestler name, but, you know, it was a great feeling, because coming back, you know, from the past and now to the future and the current wrestlers, out of everybody who was there, I was the one he chose to take a picture with. And you know, it was an honor. It was a great feeling. Mr. Fletcher, thank you for being a trainer. Robbie, you're awesome, bro. And, you know, it's an honor to share a ring with you guys. And not only did I give him a picture, but I gave him my shirt, you know, with my logo on it, and he was the happiest kid on earth at that time. And his little sister comes up to me and she's like, "Do you have a shirt for me?" So I go to my car and I grab a shirt and I sign it for them. You know, it was the greatest feeling, you know, a wrestler can have, you know, past or present. And again, I thank you guys for, you know, making the best wrestlers in Southern California, for all the training and all the advices that you guys do give, you know, before the show starts. And you know, the most important thing is that you guys always bring health and you know, and tell us to be careful out there and take care of each other. And we really appreciate that as wrestlers and as fans.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think that is one of the parts that the pro wrestling is missing. You know, some guys, they think like they're the superstars, and they think like they're the best. I say, but to me, it's just like I said before. If you do not inspire nobody, I mean, you empty. And all those kids, that's the reason why we take the bumps. That's the reason why we take the long trips to shows. And that's the reason that why we take so many hours of sweat and tears and blood on the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
I would love to encourage every single wrestler to take a minute to shake the hand, to take the pictures, to sign the autograph and everything, because I tell you what, these kids, they're going to remember that moment forever. Even
exactly.
If we are not in the earth, these kids, they're going to say, you know what, one day I met this guy and he made my day. He gave me a t-shirt and a picture or something, you know. I think it's one of the gold pieces that we always have to acquire every day in life, you know, not just at the shows, but as a person too.
Exactly.
All right, Fletcher, we have one more question for you. It's
yes, sir.
Not so much about you, but how do you feel about CM Punk returning, and how do you feel about people getting second chances, you know? Because we all know you've been in the business, like you said, for almost 14 years now, and some people have done wrong, but some people try to make it right. Do you feel like everyone deserves a second chance, or is that something that's on per basis depending on what happened?
I mean, to me, I completely agree. You know, it's just like a CM Punk is not like one of those new kids. You know, CM Punk has been in the business for a long time. I mean, CM Punk is one of the masterpieces that the WWE needs. You know, I mean, and sometimes you're not even be recognized in your own house. But maybe another promotion is gonna give you that uplift, you know. So I'm very glad that he returned to WWE. But you know, haters, they always gonna be haters. So, but I'm glad that he returned to WWE. I mean, he needs it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your thoughts. Before we let you go. Like I said, we have a lot of international fans. People are listening outside of California, outside of the USA. Where can they find you on social media so they can follow you and see your journey as you head into 2024?
Yes, I got my Facebook, La Flecha Fugaz, and also I'm in Instagram. The same thing, La Flecha Fugaz. Just come in and shoot me a request, and I'll be glad to receive you guys, and thank you. I want to say thank you for having me in your show tonight, and thank you for this time. You know, it's just like I want to say hi to everyone around the world. And remember, the Lucha Libre is for everybody. And thank you again to have me in your show tonight.
You're very welcome. I'll definitely be trying to catch EWF. I will make sure to try to catch a couple shows next year, add that to my bucket list. It's something I've always wanted to go travel out and see. So I'll definitely make sure to check out EWF so I can see your performance, I can see your students, and see how you master the craft of Lucha Libre. Any last comments from Louie and Robbie before we send you out?
Just thank you again. Thank you very much for coming on here and sharing, you know, some information and some knowledge again. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Fletcher.
Thank you, Robbie. Same thing, Papa.
Flecha, es un honor tenerte con nosotros. Muchas gracias por los consejos, por la suerte que nos desea siempre que uno se sube al ring. Un placer tenerte con nosotros. It was a pleasure to have you with us. And thank you for all the advice and love that you give us out there. Thank you for your training and all the advice that you give. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Muchas gracias y que Dios los bendiga. Y el 24 vamos por más y ya saben que vamos a echarle ganas, vamos a romperla el 2024. Todos para adelante.
Fuga. Lance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Fletcher Fugaz. We will be right back after a quick commercial break. Hit it, Sonya Bot.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Paul's Photos. Make sure you check them out. It's a great place to get camera accessories. Get your picture taken. Have your old pictures in your scrapbook digitally inserted into the social world wide web. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Check out Paul's Photos. We just got back from an amazing interview with Fletcher Fugaz. First time speaking with him. I've seen him on social media. I've seen him do his thing. Not in person, but you guys hear me as my witness. I'll be out there at EWF in 2024 to see the man live. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, members of the jury, we're going to take a quick little results into WWE Survivor Series. We all saw the ending. We all had opinions on Punk. Let's start from the, not the top, but the top of the card I have right here. Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar. I was here last week by myself doing predictions. I predicted Santos was going to win, and he pulled through, even though it wasn't Carlito. It was Dragon Lee. Robbie, what did you think of that match?
Man, that was a great match. Very great match. Very, you know, it was cool to just see them highlight Lucha Libre, you know, on a pay-per-view on a WWE show. You know, usually it's that's always only just reserved for Rey Mysterio, but to have these two young guys go at it and show how Lucha Libre has evolved from where Rey Mysterio is, and we all know how great he is. That was a fun match to watch.
Yeah, Louis, what about you? How'd you feel about it?
I think it was one of the best matches during the night. Fast pace, high flying, you know. They both know each other back from Mexico, you know, and, you know, it was great to see that match again, you know, a match that brought back from the past, you know. I was very happy to see that. It was good to see some good Lucha Libre on the show.
Yes, sir. It was some great Lucha Libre. It was also the first time that both these competitors had their first main roster premium live event, so like that's another notch they can add on to it. They were that was their first show on the big times, and they did not choke, they did not fumble, they got the job done. What happened to Carlito? I don't know. We're gonna have to find out on SmackDown this week, but I guess he was never gonna be there, but they promoted him being there, and who knows, man? You gotta follow the WWE logic sometimes. Next up, we have The Miz going up against Gunther for his Intercontinental Championship. Robbie, what did you feel about this match?
I'll say that each time I think, I think Miz is just, you know, there just to collect a paycheck, he goes in with these guys and he steps it up. And that's what he did with Gunther. I mean, Gunther's a big, tough dude. Miz took that ass with him and gave it back to him. And, came pretty close to becoming the Intercontinental Champion. So, yeah, I mean, I this was another one of my matches, another one of the matches I enjoyed watching.
Louis, how do you feel about that?
You know what? Before that match started, Gunther had 0% of respect towards The Miz. He always said that he was just a showman, that he should keep on his own Miz TV show, and he has nothing to do with wrestling. I'm pretty sure Gunther changed his mind after that match, because The Miz didn't disappoint. He brought it, and he brought it 1,000%. I think it was a good match as well.
That's something we can all agree on. I kind of lost the bet on this one. I thought The Miz was going to take it over because, you know, when The Miz is backed up against the wall, he steps it up. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't cower. He's not the same man he was 10 years ago getting bullied out of the locker room, you know. So when I heard this match originally, I thought, man, is he going to snag that belt? But it looks like Gunther's going to hold on to it for just a bit longer. He already passed the biggest reign as the Intercontinental champ, but now he's dominating as the most dominant Intercontinental champ. So we'll just have to see when and where he'll potentially lose that belt because he can't hold it forever, or can he?
You know, we never know, man. We never know. Gunther's a tough dude to beat, man. That's a big dude.
Yeah, he's been chopping everybody down.
They're going to bring back Jericho so he could take it away.
Right. That's the next sign. That's the next sign he's going to sign to get the title back on him.
Hey, Jericho's name was thrown out there, you know, during the commentators. They threw his name out there, so you never know.
Yeah, they did. They did, you know. You know, and that's the crazy part about, you know, these days now. I remember back, you know, back when WWE and WCW were having the Monday Night Wars and feuding, you couldn't mention any of a WCW wrestler's name on WWE TV. Nowadays, it's like, man, you're mentioning Chris Jericho, who's a contracted AEW wrestler. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Sorry, Louie, go for it.
They got some free advertisement there for AEW because Chris Jericho has nothing to do with with WWE right now. So, you know, we'll wait.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Right, Lance?
Oh, yeah, I don't think too many people are going to change the channel and, oh, what's Chris Jericho doing right now? But it definitely did give a rub to AEW. AEW usually takes shots at WWE, you know, negatively, you know. So to hear Jericho being spoken positively by WWE just reasserts who's the big dog of the wrestling situation right now.
Exactly.
My opinion. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have Zoe Starks up against Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. Robbie, how'd you like this one?
I was kind of disappointed. I expected better from both of these women wrestlers here. Both of them are very good. I think it was just a good match. I don't know why. It just seemed like they didn't have the chemistry I think they would have had. And I don't know why that happened. I'm not saying it was a bad match.
Yeah.
I think I was expecting more.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that. Louis, how do you feel about this match?
I'm with Robbie on this one. I think Zoe needs a little bit more work at the Performance Center. She needs to be more of a follower when it comes to main event, you know, showcasing the main event show. I don't think she was ready for it. They shouldn't have just thrown her in there against Rhea, you know. Rhea, it took her a long time to get there. But, yeah, she needs a little bit more work. All in all, I give it a 6. That match a 6 just because of that.
You're giving it 6, like 6 stars on the Dave Meltzer scale or what?
No, like a 6 out of 10. Like, not a 10 star, but a 6 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel the same way about this match. Sorry, Robbie, go for it.
I said, hey, in hotels, the 6 stars is a great hotel.
Very true. these women, you know, you expect a certain amount of intensity when you see Rhea Ripley's name on the card. You know she's the mommy. You know she's destructive. But like you said, it might have been a little bit of miscommunication or Zoe trying to lead more than follow. But I think we all are unanimously agreeing this is probably the weaker match of the show. Not saying it was a bad match, but it just, you know, with only 5 matches on the card, someone's got to be the bottom. And I think this woman's match was the bottom, and we can only hope that Rhea's next defense will have a little more oomph to it, you know?
Maybe your girl's next after this. Lance?
What was that?
Maybe Tiffany. Maybe your girl Tiffany is next on the line for Aria. Maybe she could give a better show next time.
Oh, we'll have to wait and see about that. You know, when that day comes, I got my pink on, ready to watch the PLE. Sorry, Mommy, we're gonna have to switch it up this time. But that leads us to the second women's match. I know, it's funny, but it's true. It's gonna happen.
Lance jumps up and down when you say Tiffany. He just his eyes go round and round.
Hey, it's never a bad time for Tiffy time, you know what I'm saying? But next up, we have the women's war game match, which featured Damage Control, Bayley, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and WWE champion, women's champion, I'm sorry, Io Sky, go against Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, Shotzi, and Becky Lynch. Now, I know this is the first match on the card, but I wanted to talk about it near the end. So, Robbie, how'd you feel about this match?
Man, holy, you know what, man, this was a very intense match, and it was fun to watch the whole way through. I mean, it was just one of those things where, you know, it was done really well because you didn't know who was going to win. And this is what this War Games match should have been. We don't know who's going to win, and these women battled it out, and they kicked ass on there, and they took it up a notch. They set the bar for the men one, man. I mean, they set the bar.
I agree with you on that. Louis, how did you feel about this opening women's war game match?
You know what? I absolutely agree with Robbie. I mean, this match was, you know, it could have been the main event. You know, they could have saved it for last. I mean, the girls, they brought it. They came. They did what they had to do. You know, it to me was, if not the best match of the night, I mean, it was really, they like Robbie said, they set the bar really high for the men's match to really, you know, get out there and do their thing. I mean, at first, I'm not a fan of Shotzi, but you know what? She did good. She actually did good. It changed my perspective towards her as a wrestler. You know, my respects to her because she did it. I mean, I didn't expect her to do as good of a job as she did, but, you know, one of the best matches of the night. I give it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, man, this guy with his numbers, he's ranking higher and higher with these women's matches. I like this one. I think this one could have been the main event. Maybe it's just me, but, you know, you have a superstar team of Flair, Belair, Shotzi, and Lynch, you know, going up against the whole team of Damage Control. And, you know, they really did deliver. They started off strong. There was a lot of moments where I'm like, what's going on over here? How is this happening? Like, oh, my gosh. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, just Lynch coming in got the crowd hot.
Yeah.
The way the teamwork between Io Sky and Kairi Sane, when Io popped her up and Kairi dropped that elbow on her with all those chairs, that got me. Bianca hitting that double suplex. And then you can't forget Charlotte Flair with that super moonsault off the top. I mean, oh, my gosh, you got to be a crazy woman to just backflip almost 20 feet to uncertainty because, you know, sometimes it don't work out the way you want it to. But
exactly.
I think the highlight for me was seeing Io Sky with that trash can dive. That was kind of intense for me.
Yeah, man, like that. I don't know. For all the years I've been in wrestling, there's not many things that'll get me to react, and that one got me to react, man.
I mean, woo, these women went all out. And like we said, it was the opener match. I just wanted to talk about it towards the end because it was, you know, the War Games match. But these women really did give it all. But let's talk about the men's War Game match real quick. I'll start off this time. You know, Judgment Day going up against Rhodes, Uso, Zayn, Rollins, and Orton. I mean, to be honest, I only watched it really for the Orton pop at the end. I knew he was going to come out. They drawed it out like they did Carlito, where it's like, oh, where's the fifth man? Where's the fifth man? Boom, there he is. And he was putting down business. So I really enjoyed the match. I think the women's was a little better. But what do you think, Robbie?
Same. I think the women's match was a little better. But, Yeah, I love how they built that, where even in the middle of the match, Seth comes in and he's bumping people and he grabs Cody and he says, is he coming or not? And Cody's like, I don't know. And they start kind of having an argument and Cody's like, hey, bro, let's just keep whooping people's asses. If he comes, he comes. That was a great build because now it's like, well, is he coming? Is it a lie?
Definitely got the crowd on their feet waiting for that voices to start playing. Louie, what did you think about this match?
To be honest, I thought, like I said, you know, that we're going to play CM Punk's music, and next thing you know, it's Randy Orton coming out to the rescue, and, you know, it was a good match. I thought it was going to be more violence. I thought I was going to see some blood coming up, you know. But all in all, you know, it was the main event, and the guys did their thing, and, you know, I was pleased with what I saw. I think it was a good match. I'm not going to rate this one.
Yeah, you only rate women's matches. We get the program.
I'll give it a 9.1.
Oh, wow. I also like how they teased Damian Priest was going to cash in his Money in the Bank case until Randy Orton came out.
Oh, yeah, he probably could have got the win with that championship. Even if they didn't win War Games, they might have at least could have got a win with that. But we're going to take one more quick commercial break, and then we're going to wrap things up with some NXT predictions. So everybody stay tuned.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check out Paul's Photos, the best place to get your photos, the best place to get photography equipment, the best place to learn about the art of picture taking, and they can only be found at Paul's Photos. All right, guys, we're running up against the clock a bit, so we're going to have these next matches. I'm going to list them out. I want to know who you think will win and why. You guys ready for this?
Let's do this.
Go.
All righty. First match, we have The Family versus Humberto, Carrillo, and Garza for the NXT Tag Team Championships. Robbie, who do you think is going to win and why?
Going to say The Family. As much as I like Garza and Humberto, I'm going to say The Family. They just got their titles back, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do anything they can to keep them.
Louie?
I think last time we went, we were all together with The Family, right, Lance? So I'm going to stick with The Family.
Look at us, three smart guys making three smart choices. I also believe The Family's going to take it home. I don't know what happened with that whole Chase U nonsense. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Chase U, but I didn't see any longevity in that tag team championship reign. But, hey, The Family's all for – the UWC Family's all for The Family. Next up, we have the Men's Iron Survivor Qualifier match. It's going to be Bron Breakker versus Eddie Thorpe. Your opinions on it, Robbie?
You know, as much as I like Eddie Thorpe, and I know Eddie Thorpe actually personally, I wrestled with him up in Northern California before he got signed. And as much as I like him, I'm going to have to say Bron Breakker is going to win this one.
Louie, what are you thinking?
I think Thorpe is a great guy, but he's not his time yet. I think Bron Breakker is going to win this one.
All right, that's two for one. So I also have known Eddie Thorpe, Mr. Fredericks, you know, before his big pop-up, and I actually got to have a shot with him on his birthday many years ago, so I'm going to use my bias and say, you know, there's got to be something going on with Mr. Stone. he's going to interfere somehow. He's going to cost them. And I think Eddie actually does deserve his time in the limelight entering the men's qualifying match. But like I said, that's just me being biased. I might be wrong, but 2-1 on that one. What about the women's Iron Survivor match? You have Kiana James versus Kehlani Jordan. What do you think, Robbie?
Man, that's a tough one again. I'm going to have to go. If I have to pick someone, I'm going to have to go with.
I know, right?
I'm going to go with Kiana James.
What did I go last time, Lance? I think I'm going to stick with Kehlani. I think she's good, dude. I mean, I think she has it. So my choice is Kehlani.
What a house divided. What a house divided, ladies and gentlemen. We got 1-1. I'll just say this. If Miss James does come out the winner, she's going to have a potential partner, frenemy, and Tiffany Stratton. And if, you know, Miss Kehlani Jordan wins, she's going to get a second chance. You know, she was so close at the women's breakout tournament, so this could be her second chance in the Iron Survivor. I'm going to veto my vote on this one. I want to keep it 1-1 and see what happens next week. Sorry, guys.
Smart man.
This last one is the main event. It's going to be for a number one contenders at the North American Championship held by Dominic Mysterio, Wes Lee versus Cameron Grimes versus Johnny Gargano versus Bronson Reed. And I don't want to play spoiler or anything, but only one of these men works at NXT. So, Robbie, who do you think is going to win?
That's exactly right. I mean, as great as each and every one of these guys are, one of them is in NXT right now currently trying to make his way. So I think tonight the win goes to Wes Lee.
What do you think, Louie?
You know what? As much as I like the other guys, I think Wes Lee has to win this one. You know, he has to give it his best. He's a great performer. So I'm going to go Wes Lee on this one.
All righty. That was kind of a trick I pulled on you guys when I said only one of these guys works for NXT. You guys remember Becky Lynch was on SmackDown when she won the NXT Women's Championship. It could be any man's game. I just threw that out the window. But if someone were to win, who I'd want to win?
It can. But, I mean, it's like Louis said, Wes Lee's got to win this one.
I mean, he really does. This challenge was set out by Dirty Dom himself saying, if you want my championship, you got to go through all the former North American champions, and all three of these guys were long-lasting North American champions. So, I mean, you guys are right. Okay, whatever. We're all going to be on Team Wesley and see how that rolls out. You got me on that one, Robbie. Alrighty, yeah. We're going to head out of here in a couple minutes, but we still got a little time. Did you guys hear about the whole Tammy Sitch situation? She just got sentenced to 17 years. Charged for manslaughter last May when she was drinking and driving and crashed into a parked vehicle and killed a man. Robbie, how do you feel about that?
I don't think that's enough time. They should, pardon my French, but they should give the bitch more time. Bottom line is this, man. Like, it's stupid when you get inebriated or high and get behind the wheel. It's just stupid, and I'm just tired of people like that who think that they're above the law and that they can do this. And this resulted in someone losing their life. And, 17 years in my eyes is not enough.
Louie, how about yourself? What do you feel about this?
I think she could have at least got 25. I mean, she broke the street rule, you know, killing a 75-year-old man, you know. It's just not, it's unforgiving, you know. You don't do that. I mean, if you're going to drink, have somebody, get a designated driver. I mean, it's not worth it, you know. And the thing is that every time there's a DUI accident or, you know, somebody who's under the influence, it's not the innocent person. It's the innocent person that dies and not the person at fault, you know. So I don't think 17 years does justice. And also, I think she should be removed from the Hall of Fame.
them really hitting hard or the removal of the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's up for debate as well, because we all know there's a certain somebody who did a double homicide suicide and he was removed from the Hall of Fame. So this could qualify. I mean, it's got some really big implications. And like Louis said, or to contest what Louis said, it doesn't matter if the guy was 75. It doesn't matter if he was 3 years old. You took the life of somebody, and that's something you can't fix with some tough time. You know, like, you can be in jail for 10 years, 20 years. You can do a double life sentence, and that's still not going to bring that person back. So I definitely agree with you guys that the time wasn't right. It's not justified for the action. You took a life, you should lose your life. And I'm not saying the death sentence or anything, but you should serve out the rest of her days, you know, since she took the days off of this guy. He could have been another 20 years older, and she only got 17 years, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly it.
One more hot topic before we get out of here. Did you guys spot Dixie Carter last night at WWE Raw? What do you think she was up to, Robbie?
I'm probably looking for a job, you know? She's figuring you know, she's like,
Robbie,
Robbie
is like the Ninja Turtles right now. I made a funny one. Hey, you're right, man. She's probably looking for a job, bro.
Yeah, you know, she's like figuring, man, look, you're hiring CM Punk back. I mean, I didn't do anything wrong to you. I was just at a rival company. Come on, give me a job.
That's very true, guys. She could be looking for some work. As the news reports say, she was actually there just because Raw was in her hometown. She wanted to visit and say hi to people. But she should definitely look for work, whether that's back in WWE or now Impact when they turn back to TNA. I think she might be a focal point there, but who knows? All I know is that when she was in TNA, Nick Aldis, who went by Magnus, she kind of buried the dude, so I don't think he'd want to work with her if he joined Monday Night Raw or whatnot, but you never know.
Right, and that's kind of the thing, you know, she buries the guy, and then she's like, oh, she says I know him and Cody, so you're trying to get a job. That's all.
No, just imagine that. Just imagine that. Before Magnus used to be run by her, now she's gonna get run by him. That'll be awesome.
Right, exactly.
He'll be like, bitch, kick my shoes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up here. Thank you for joining us at UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Before we go, I just have to make one more shout out to our good friend, the Royal Hawaiian, ladies and gentlemen. I talked to her earlier today, and like I said, she's running low on those mystery bags, so make sure you get yours today, ladies and gentlemen. It's $110 value for only $50, bro. Like, that's a steal. With that $50, you get a Glow or Royal Hawaiian t-shirt, an autographed 8x10, and assorted collectible souvenir. I mean, you don't even have to be a fan. You don't even have to have watched her in the Glow days. She's here now. You can check her out. Try to get her next week so she can talk about some things she has going on this year. But please, please make sure you guys hit her up. Get this bargain of a deal. You can place your orders on Instagram at RoHawaiian25, Facebook Messenger at April Hom, or you can mail her at AprilHom25@gmail.com. So, you know what? One more plug before we get out of here. Louie, let them know about your work again and where they can find you.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you guys need a logo, a shirt printed on, if you want to wish your kid a happy birthday, or you have a certain theme on a shirt that you want to do, hit me up. You can hit me up at 323-675-7793, or you can find me on Instagram at Luis_Ordonez78, and you get taken care of me personally. Whether it's a logo, whether it's a design, whether you want a flyer, anything you guys need, I'm your man.
And with that being said, this has been Lance Winters, Robbie Phoenix, and our boy Louie. Until next time, have a great night, and we'll see you soon.
See you, folks.
See you the next one.